Perfect murder. Friendships are one of the good things that happen to all of us in life. They fill our lives with excitement. They bring happiness and companionship to an otherwise lonely life. Some friendships turn into something more. It can lock two people into a lifetime of relationship, into an amazing life together. Real friendships last a long time, endure it all, even death. They are strong and make those in it protect each other, help each other, regardless of what happens. He saw his friend in a precarious situation. He decided he had to help. He had to give him a hand. After all, it was his friend. He saw that without his help, his friend would be in trouble. His friend would be in danger. He had to help. His friend had a family. It was almost fate that had brought him here, so he knew what to do. He assured his friend that everything would be okay, that soon he would be able to go home. It was unfortunate that this happened to him. He couldn't have avoided it. He was a good man, and he saw it. It was just an accident. So he sprang into action. He controlled the situation. His friend had already suffered enough. He wouldn't fail him now, because that's what friends do. He made sure that he did everything he could to show that his friend was innocent, that it wasn't his fault. He took him aside and gave him moral support, assured him that everything would be all right. He was able to document his assumptions, that which he assumed was just an accident, was just a minor thing. He followed the evidence that proclaimed his friend innocent. He was able to rally others to stand behind his friend. A true friend, indeed. He helped his friend get his guns, told him what would happen, gave him a ride home, and even advised him on what to do next. He knew very well these situations could be stressful. They could be unbearable. But he let his friend know he would be there for him. Besides, this was just a minor accident. Everything was okay. Why make it a big deal? Why do the regular process? Why follow the law? At the end, their friendship endured this trial. Their friendship kept them strong, even now. Their friendship allowed his friend to walk away, to go home safe to his family. Because that's what friends do. But this friendship allowed his friend to get away with murder. Because you see, not all friendships are good. Some friendships are wrong. Some friendships are criminal and even evil. Like this one, between a murderer and his friend, the cop. He, an officer of the law, who took an oath, who swore to uphold the law above himself, an officer that had a job to do, that had to ensure that justice prevail, regardless of who it would find guilty. This officer arrived at the scene, a bad accident. Clearly, people were hurt, injured. A woman laid on the road dying, her husband hurt, imploring for help, and his friend with a phone on his hand, barely aware of what had happened, with a strong smell of alcohol in his breath. But the officer saw his friend and decided that his friendship was more important than doing his duty. This officer did everything he could to present his friend in a good light, to excuse him from what he had done, to make sure he would be cleared of any wrongdoings. He had to keep his friend free of the consequences of his bad actions, of his bad habits. This officer ignored the evidence because the tire tracks, the location of the accident, his friend, all indicated that his dear friend was at fault. Even his friend's continual proclamations that he could not see anything, that he thought he had hit a pole, that he shouldn't have been driving, didn't persuade him to do the right thing. All he wanted was to hide the responsibility and save his friend from the consequences. This officer of the law sided with the perpetrator rather than the victims. He showed more concern about the criminal than the woman lying on the road, dying. Yes, he who was supposed to protect me was looking out for his friend, my killer. He didn't care about his oath. He didn't care about his promise. He didn't care about his duty. He didn't care about me, who was dying at the scene. Because his friendship with my killer was more important than my life. So, because of his influence, because he purposely didn't get the evidence, he didn't run the tests, he didn't do his job, his friend never stood trial for my murder. He was allowed to walk away. He was allowed to live a happy life with his family. He didn't care that by his actions, he protected the murderer rather than me. He protected the killer that made my husband a widow, that left my children without a mother, that left a classroom without a teacher, and a community without a valued member. He didn't care about the truth or justice because his friendship, as evil, selfish, and despicable as it was more important to him. But the influence and immunity didn't stop there. For those responsible to give me justice, those responsible for prosecuting the criminal, also decided to hide behind their friendships and special favors to deny me justice. In their eyes, it was better to protect their secrets, their past transgressions, their corrupt ways, than to expose those that could point a finger at them. Because my killer had a habit of driving under the influence, he had near misses and even other accidents, and yet he had gotten a slap on the hand every time by judges that had the same habits. The special system that exists in the underbelly of our justice system, the good old boy system, where I will protect you if you protect me, where I will do this for you if you do this for me, where I will hide your crimes so you can hide my deeds. This corrupt, nasty system of favors and friendships is wrong and has no place in our legal system. People say that friendships are beautiful. They fill your life with joy. They surround you with people who will do everything for you. But they can also be evil. They can also abuse. They can kill. They can also get in the way of justice. And as it turns out, a perfect murderer is not committing a murder without leaving any evidence or traces. But rather, to get away with a perfect murder, all you need is a friend that's an officer of the law, that will use his badge and authority to hide and protect his friends. A cop who will ignore and hide the evidence, who minimizes involvement and faults so his dear friend can walk away a free man, and not what he really is, a murderer. I, Katie Palmer, was a loving teacher, a loving mother, a loving wife. I love life. I love my students. I love my town. I love my husband. But now I'm dead, and you, Corey, by your own admission, you shouldn't have been driving. You kept driving blindly, and you got away with my killing. As long as you're alive, you will have to live with the knowledge that you are my killer. So I ask you, how are you not responsible for my death? How do you keep living your life like nothing happened when you know you killed me? How do you look at your family knowing you robbed me of mine? How do you live on knowing your bad habits cost my life, left my kids without a mother? How do you kneel to pray knowing God knows what you've done? To the officer who covered up my murder and helped my killer, my husband and I were hit by a drunk driver. But as I lie there dying, you were more concerned about your friend than us. You were supposed to protect us. You were supposed to care for us. You were supposed to do your job, but instead, you helped your friend get away with my killing. To my hometown, I chose you. I decided to come back to live here, and for what? So that I could have my life taken and my killer run free? Do not allow this cover-up to keep going. You must bring this man and the officer to justice. To the authorities, I ask, why haven't you done your job? Why is this officer allowed to continue working for them when your officer chose friendship over his responsibility? Your officer lied. Your officer obstructed justice. Your officer willingly and purposely violated his oath. Your officer knew the breathalyzer was not admissible in court, so he, in essence, destroyed evidence by denying a blood test. Your officer cared for his friend and wanting to ensure he would walk free, despite of having killed me. Why haven't you found my killer guilty and given him punishment? He clearly has a habit of driving under the influence. He willingly drove blindly. He knew he shouldn't have been driving. Who are you protecting? Are you not supposed to protect the innocent, the victims? It seems that everyone is protecting someone else. It seems that no one cares for my life, except for my husband and my family. Until everyone does what they are supposed to do, everyone shares blood guilt. My blood. Because directly or indirectly, everyone is covering up, hiding, or protecting my killer. Thank you.